Get ready to be inspired. This is Miles of Impact.
Welcome back to Miles of Impact, the podcast where we explore the incredible adventures, programs, and stories that make our outdoor experience so impactful. I'm your host, Jeremy, and today we're going to be diving into one of the most exciting outdoor experiences available to youth in our council, Camp Browning. Nestled in the breathtaking Wasatch Mountains, Camp Browning is known for its high adventure programming, stunning natural beauty, and life-changing experiences for youth and leaders alike. Whether you're a first-time camper or a returning veteran, there's always something new to discover at Camp Browning. To help us navigate what makes Camp Browning so special, I'm joined by none other than the camp director herself, Stacy Brower. Stacy has a wealth of experience in outdoor leadership and is here to give us a behind-the-scenes look at what participants can expect this summer, from the high adventure activity stations to the famous Browning Challenge, and even some insider tips on what to bring and what to leave at home. So grab your gear and get ready, because we're about to take a deep dive into everything you need to know about Camp Browning. Stacy, so good to have you here.
Good to be with you today, Jeremy.
So let's tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Where you're from, what do you do, and how on earth did you end up at Camp Browning?
All right. So I am from the Ogden area, born and raised. I love Utah, especially our mountains. We have some beautiful areas to explore and have fun in. I have two boys that have kept me busy. They're grown now, 18 and 20, but we just love to get out and have lots of fun. And they have introduced me to the love of camping and being at scout camps. This is my second year being at Camp Browning as a camp director, and it is an experience that I look forward to every day. I love it.
Well, we are excited to have you at camp. I know last year was a great summer, and we're excited for the upcoming summer as well. What is it about Camp Browning that you love the most?
It is gorgeous. It is serene. It is peaceful. It's up there in the cliffs. And plus or minus, there's no cell service. Having no cell service for youth camps is amazing. The kids are not attached to their cell phones. They're out having a good time interacting with each other and creating memories. And that's what it's all about.
So the youth group leaders that are listening to this episode, there many of them may have not ever been to Camp Browning. Can you tell us where on earth Camp Browning is located?
Absolutely. So we are located just east of Ogden. If you head up Ogden Canyon to Huntsville, just past Huntsville, you get on State Road 39 and head east a little bit further. There's brown signs that say to turn Camp Kiesel or Camp Browning, and it's up by Causey Reservoir. So if you know where that is, you head up by Causey Reservoir.
All right. And Stacy, I cheat a little. I just put Camp Browning into Google Maps or to Apple Maps, and it just guides me right there. So for those of you who have a mobile device, just go ahead and plug that in there, and you can be guided all the way up there.
Now, option.
Is it paved all the way to camp, or what kind of road can I expect?
You can expect a dirt road once you get just past, actually, when you get to camp, or when you get to Causey Reservoir, it is a dirt road.
Stacy, you've told us about Camp Browning. You've told us where it is. Let's dive a little bit more into the youth programs. Can you kind of describe who we serve and give us a highlight of the program? What can these groups expect?
Absolutely. So we serve mainly youth groups from local stakes and wards from the LDS Church for young women's camps, youth young men's camps, or youth conferences. We do lots of fun activities, and it's a turnkey camp. We provide your tents, we provide your meals, we provide all your activities. You just bring your youth and leave the rest to us. You just show up. You need to bring your sleeping bag and your clothes, your personal items, but you just show up and we're going to take care of you.
Stacy, we just arrived at camp. We just tossed all of our gear into our tent. Now what? We didn't have to set up anything. Do we just dive into the activities?
Absolutely. After a quick orientation with our staff, then we just jump right into activities, depending on what session you're there. Even when you come on Wednesday afternoon, you are going to dive right into an activity before dinner. You will get there and have at least one rotation before dinner, and we will get you going and get you having some fun right away.
So tell us, what kind of activity stations are available at Camp Browning?
Okay, so we have got a natural rock climbing wall That's one of our draws. You're going to be learn to climb it, and you're going to learn to rappel on it. We have a ropes course. We've got high ropes course and a low ropes course. So you're going to do some team building activities and some on the ground. And yes, some up in the air on telephone poles. It's a lot of fun making a lot of memories and overcoming challenges. And then we've also got our archery range where you're going to learn archery and throw tomahawks. And then we've got our lake where we will do paddle boards, canoes, and kayaks on our little lake down there at Camp Keys.
So tell us a little bit more about the schedule, how we're going to maneuver through the activities. If I have a group size that's small, am I going to be combined with another one? If my group size is big, are we going to be cut in half or into smaller groups? What can we expect?
We have an hour and a half rotations, and we go through all the activities. You do have one activity that is open for you to do on your own. That it's after aquatics so that you have time to get back up the hill and change. If you have a smaller group, then you will be by yourselves. If that group is 20 or less, you will typically probably be by yourself. If you are 20 or more people in your group, we will probably split you so that you have more time for each person to experience each element, and especially in the cope area and on the climbing wall, gives you more time for everybody to get through those elements. And at the archery range, if you have very few people and there is another group there that has few people, typically less than 10, we might combine you with another group as well, so that you have a good amount of people to have do some of these activities with.
That makes sense. And then for our listeners, we are constantly referring to the schedule or the rotation of activities. Is there a schedule in the adventure guide that I can look up online to get
a more
visual representation of kind of what we're discussing?
Yes, there is a 3-day schedule and a 4-day schedule. So depending on what your unit is, your group is coming up to camp for, whether you're coming the 3-day or the 4-day, there is a schedule that's posted. And if you have any questions about that, you can reach out at any time. Just one thing that I get a lot of questions about is what's the difference between group time and open time? Okay. So group time is your time to do what you want to do with your group. That's the one thing that we don't provide for you. That is your time to do what you want to do. In your campsite, we do have some areas that you can reserve if you want to do a devotional or something. That's the time you can reserve those areas. But group time is just that. It's your time. Open program time is when our areas are open for you guys to come back, maybe experience something that you maybe didn't get enough time on or you really loved and you want to do it again. And the youth can come back and do it again.
And do we have to do that as a whole group, or can the kids split up? If some of the kids really enjoyed aquatics, can they go down to aquatics during open time? And if a couple of them really wanted to conquer that rock wall, perhaps they could divide up and go to that? Is that what I'm understanding?
Absolutely. They can go wherever they want as long as they follow the buddy system and keep a buddy with them at all times and their leaders know where they're going.
And when would we meet with you to reserve some of those areas if we wanted to do a fireside or a devotional? We have someone coming up from our local group and they want to speak to the group. Can we work with you, or do we work with the scout office? Where do we make those reservations?
That's directly with me. And you can do that starting on May 17th at our open house, which we'll discuss here in a minute. I will have reservation sheets. So if you have an idea when you come to the open house, you can start reserving then. If you're unable to make it to the open house, you can reserve those things when you arrive at camp. And typically, we have enough space that everybody can find a space to do the things that they need to do.
Well, you've talked about all of the fun. Is there any supplies that we need to bring, or do you guys provide everything for these activity stations?
For our activity stations, we provide everything. One thing that I will point out is make sure that your youth bring long pants and closed-toed shoes. They will be required to wear those on almost all of our stations. Even in the middle of summer, I know it's hot and I know they're going to complain, but they will need long pants. They don't want their legs all ripped up when they're on the climbing wall.
That makes sense. So for safety, make sure we have those closed-toed shoes and the long pants. How about when our group goes down to aquatics? Are there any requirements of how the kids need to be dressed or what they need to be wearing when they're out in the boats?
They can wear swimsuits down to the water. They can wear sandals when they go down there, whatever they're comfortable in. And also make sure they bring bottled water because it does get really hot up there.
And are there places throughout camp where we can fill those bottles?
Absolutely. Every morning I fill 5-gallon water coolers and I take them to each one of the stations. And if they need to be refilled at any time during the day, I go around and refill those. So there is water, fresh water at each station all day long.
Well, thank you guys for doing that. We have been talking about so many fun things, climbing sides of mountains, kayaking on a reservoir. Let's dive into the details about the dining experience at Camp Browning. Do we need to worry about bringing our own food?
Absolutely not. We got you covered when it comes to food. So when you're ready to eat for mealtime, for serve your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we're going to meet you out at the flagpoles right before meal. We're going to say a little prayer, sing a little song because we are at camp. We have to do some fun things. And then we're going to go in and we're going to line up and we're going to go eat. One thing that we do ask in return, we are a small camp. In order to create less garbage, we do not use paper plates. We use real plates. And in order to make cleanup a little easier, we ask each youth group to help us do dishes at the end of the day. So the group that does the dishes gets to eat first. So
that seems like a fair trade.
Yeah. So that's always fun. We always make it a party with a little bit of music and a lot of fun. And there usually ends up being more water on the floor than in the sink, but it's a lot of fun. Youth usually love it and usually sign up for extra dish duty somehow.
The best place to do dishes is, of course, at camp.
At camp. Absolutely. While you're there, you get to eat on our deck that's beautiful outside. We enjoy outside meals. It's gorgeous.
Sounds beautiful. Now, is there any way we can take a look at the menu before we arrive at camp? Some of these youth groups have participants with allergies. How do we communicate that with you and your team?
Absolutely. So the menu will be posted on our website. And there is also on our website, there is a place where you can put allergies at camp.
All right. So we've talked about activities. We've talked about the food. Tell us about our campsites. You said the tents are provided. How many people can fit in the tent? And what does the campsite look like?
Our campsites are beautiful. They're surrounded by trees, pine trees, and there's just beautiful trees. That we have platform tents that are the bare bones tents. They fit 3 to 5 people, depending on how much gear you bring. You'll want to bring your own cot or a foam pad. Cots take up a little bit more space. So if you're trying to fit 5 people, probably have everybody bring pads, not cots. But they are fairly comfortable. Each campsite does have a fire pit and plenty of space to sit around that fire pit if you're wanting to hang out at your campsite at night. There's not one that's any more prettier than the rest. They're all just beautiful. We do have plenty of squirrels and raccoons, though, that love to interact with you in your campsite, so be prepared.
The famous mini bear. How would you suggest that our groups protect any snacks or smellables that they may have with them?
I would suggest that you seal it in heavy-duty locking totes or coolers that lock. Last year, we had a lot of things chewed through. Even a brand new Igloo cooler was completely chewed through. And the cheap plastic totes were chewed through. So make sure it's a heavy-duty cooler and tote if you're going to store anything in your campsite.
You always got to be prepared for those mini bears.
Yes. Yeah. And we have a lot of.
Do you guys provide a campfire program during the session, both for 3-day and for 4-day sessions?
Yes, we do. So Monday night and Wednesday night, depending on which one you're there for, we do a campfire. So you've just got there, you've done a few activities, getting to know our staff a little bit. And we're going to start you off with a fun campfire program either Monday or Wednesday night.
And for our groups that might be planning to do something in their campsite after that campfire that's provided by the staff, how long does the campfire usually go?
Usually about an hour, give or take, depending on
okay
what we're doing.
So, Stacey, I've got the schedule pulled up online, and I noticed that on the second night of camp, there is nothing organized by the staff. Does that mean it's going to be a quiet night in camp, or is this an opportunity for us to plan something?
Yes. So there's actually a couple things. At 8 o'clock, we do have game night, which we have on both the 2 day, the 3 day and the 4 day. We have game night that we meet in the pavilion. We've got goggle ball. We've got bladder golf, frisbees, can jam, card games half the time. Mostly you can get bet that some line dancing is going to break out. Because everybody in camp that wants to participate can participate. If you don't want to participate, you don't have to participate. But the rest of that night is yours to just do some group time. If you want to do a devotional or whatever you want to do, you can. But we just hang out. We try to keep that to an hour, because at 9 o'clock, if you want to have a more quiet time around your camp, we don't want to be causing a bunch of ruckus at the pavilion if you want to have your quiet time. So between 8 and 9, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have a little bit of fun as a whole camp together. That's a good time for you guys to mingle with each other and other participants from other camps and just get to know each other and have a good time. And then from 9 to 10:30, when it's quiet time, you can do your own thing in your campsite if you want.
Sounds exciting. Now, I caught my attention when you were talking about Gaga Ball as you were describing the different group games that are available. For our listeners that don't know what Gaga Ball is, can you give us a high-level description of this game?
Gaga Ball is a fun game that the youth love. It's kind of like a dodgeball game in a round circle. And if you get hit, you're out. But you can only touch it. You can only touch the ball with your hand. Yeah, it can get pretty intense. The youth love it, though.
Stacey, tell us about the Browning Challenge. What can we look forward to as a group with the Browning Challenge?
Okay, so the Browning Challenge is kind of the culmination of the whole week, everything you've been doing. It is a relay race that starts at the bottom of the hill with our aquatics. We're going to have 7 different people from your team that are going to do the relay. They're going to start on the water, and they're going to have a paddle boarder. It's going to paddle board out and back a certain distance. Then you're going to have a runner that's going to run up to our climbing wall. At the climbing wall, due to safety reasons, they do not actually race up the climbing wall. They do another challenge that's climbing related. Once they're done with that, then they'll tag the next person, who is a runner that runs up Cardiac Hill to the Cope course, and you'll learn what Cardiac Hill is when you get there. That's the most challenging run, I hear. And then at the Cope course, when they tag the fence, the next person is already ready to go, and they will race up the Giant's Ladder. When they hit the top, then we have a runner that runs up to Archery Range. And then their time stops when you get to Archery Range. And then you have an archer that is going to shoot 3 arrows. And your archer can now take off time up to 30 seconds from your time. So that's 10 seconds per arrow, depending on their score. So right now, Jeremy, any guesses what our record is for the Browning Challenge from last year?
I have no idea. What is the record?
5 minutes and 12 seconds.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes.
I bet that group was celebrating big when they finished.
Oh, yes. They were pretty proud of themselves.
So it sounds like if we conquer all the activities through the week, we're probably not going to have too big of a challenge at the Browning Challenge. We'll feel pretty confident.
Yes, pretty confident, especially if you have some good, strong runners on your group.
Excellent. All right. So tell us about the open house that's available for youth group leaders in May. You made mention of it earlier. Can you go into a little bit more details about the open house?
Absolutely. So on May 17th from 2 to 4 p.m., we are going to be open for you to come up and check out camp. By then, I will have made your campsite assignments, your rotation schedules. So all the questions should be out there. So if you have any questions, you can ask me. So you can walk around and see which campsite you're going to be in, figure out how you're going to do your specific activities. You can look at the activity stations. You can look at the areas that you can reserve and get all your questions answered just in a little bit of time. So if you feel like you want to come up and look around, I'm happy to meet you and happy to help you plan your camp.
Sounds like a great opportunity to know what you're getting into. Just help you feel that much more prepared before you head to camp.
Yes.
So do groups need to RSVP or can they just show up to this open house?
Just show up. No need to RSVP. We will have those of you who have not been to Browning before. We do have a pretty steep hill to get up to the top. It's not long. It's only about a quarter of a mile, but we only have four-wheel drive vehicles that go up to the top of the hill. So during the open house, we will have the gate closed and you will need to walk up to the top of the hill. So be prepared for that when you come. Make sure you're wearing the proper footwear and you'll need to walk up.
Well, it sounds like a great time of the year to take a walk up to Camp Browning in the spring as the trees are coming out. Sounds beautiful.
It is gorgeous time of year.
Well, Stacy, before we wrap up this episode of our podcast, I need to ask, what is your favorite part about working at Camp Browning?
Watching the youth coming together and overcoming challenges and helping each other reach new heights, and figuratively on our courses. It's just amazing to watch them become new friends and cheer each other on.
It sounds magical. Conquering things that you've never done before and feeling good about it afterwards.
Absolutely.
Well, Stacy, as we wrap up today's episode, I want to give you a huge thank you for sharing your time, expertise, and passion for Camp Browning. It's clear that this camp is more than just a place. It's an adventure that challenges youth, builds leadership, and creates lifelong memories. If you're interested in signing up for Camp Browning or just want to learn more about the programs, be sure to check out the adventure guide at utahscouts.org/Browning. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to Miles of Impact so you never miss a story about the incredible things happening at all of our camps. Until next time, keep exploring, keep serving, and keep making an impact. We'll see you on the trail.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Miles of Impact. Together, we're building a legacy of service, adventure, and leadership that reaches every corner of our community. Want to learn more about how scouting makes a difference? Visit us online at utahscouts.org and be part of the journey. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, family, and fellow scouters, because every mile we travel together. Until next time, keep making an impact and keep the adventure alive.